This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1568. One principle above all others will increase happiness in your marriage. Part 2 by Christina Eden of CoreLivingEssentials.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD with me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. We're going to be picking up where we left off yesterday. We began a longer post from Christina Eden of Core Living Essentials in yesterday's episode 1567. It's off to a great start and obviously has a direct influence on what you'll be hearing today. So be sure to go back and check out part one if you haven't yet. But if you're already and caught up, then let's jump right back in as we continue optimizing your life. One principle above all others will increase happiness in your marriage. Part two by Christina Eden of CoreLivingEssentials.com. In reality, having moral authority is what brings the most peace, love, and connections with others. Moral authority is authority built on principles or truths, written truths or culturally imposed. This builds greater character. Our decisions and actions can come from this perspective instead of from changeable moods. Even when we have a bad day, we can choose to be moral, not destructive. Is that hard? Yes. A friend told me a story about an experience he had in school. He played soccer, and an opposing team member was taunting him. This opposing person called him names and egged him on, as often happens in sports. But it came to a point where he was accused of being a coward. How would you feel in this situation? Maybe fight back? What could be done to make the situation into a good one? What principle do you still need to live? My friend chose to say, "If we fight it out, we may never know if we could be good friends." That simple response changed the outcome of this potentially hazardous situation, and they did actually become very good friends. That was the principle of love, or the principle that we view all people to be the same value. My friend chose to live his principles. That takes consistent character. Yet, sometimes we fail, and we have to ask for forgiveness and try again to react according to our principles. Sometimes we hear about great people who shine above the rest. They show great character in times of trial. Nelson Mandela is one. He is a man that chose to treat all people with respect, even when they incarcerated him for 27 years for his belief that people should be free. When he was finally released, he became the president of South Africa and even invited those who incarcerated him to his inauguration. Another example, a little closer to home, happened during a high school football game when one of the players was injured. The players of the opposite team stopped the game long enough to have a prayer for the injured opponent. That shows great character. Booker T. Washington once stated, quote, "Character, not circumstances, makes the man," end quote. Trait number 3, desire. How bad do you want it? There's a difference between wanting something and having a deep desire for something. If we generate enough emotion or deep feeling in the right direction, we can achieve the seemingly impossible. Let's take the Olympics, for example. No one ever won a medal just by hoping they would. What about the words of the Cheshire Cat? Alice asked the cat which way she should go. He asked, "Where do you want to be?" Her comment was that she didn't know where she wanted to be. The cat then stated, "In that case, it doesn't really matter which road you take." Do you know what you really want in your relationship? What are you willing to do to get it? To get started with your relationship, try these steps. Write down what you want. Learn from books and experts in the field. Practice, practice, and practice. Be consistent and keep practicing. If it didn't work the first time, try again. Gain desire. The more you learn and practice, the more it builds desire, which in turn brings better results. And constantly remind yourself of the vision of what you can become. Desire grips you with an insatiable appetite for action. It pushes you relentlessly to meet the challenges of life. It propels you to fulfillment and purpose. Muhammad Ali stated, quote, "Champions aren't made in gyms. Champions are made from something that they have deep inside of them, desire, a dream, a vision. They have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill," end quote. Take these 3 traits, self-awareness, strong character, deep desire, and use them to help you be more consistent. Be honestly self-aware to know when you are out of character or not, and then live your deepest desire. I challenge you to spend 15 minutes a day working on your deepest desire to have better relationships. 15 minutes is not much time, yet it will make a world of difference. One step at a time. You just listened to part two of the post titled, One Principle Above All Others Will Increase Happiness in Your Marriage, by Christina Eden of CoreLivingEssentials.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a thank you to Christina for both parts one and two of this post. You know, in yesterday's commentary, I talked a lot about the patience we need to have with ourselves and others when it comes to working through our traumas and the effects that they may have on how we conduct ourselves in our relationships, and how it's not always so easy to just summon the best versions of ourselves in the heat of conflict. It can definitely require a lot of long-term work, work that can seem too difficult sometimes, or maybe other times not even worth it. Well, we might use the third trait that she listed today to get over that hump of that lack of desire to do this work. Desire. How badly do we want to bring the best out of our marriages? Hopefully enough to put that work in, because in many cases, that self-work is required and is the most important means of bringing your relationships to the level that you want it to be at. If we don't believe in this work, though, or we don't believe enough in the marriage to do it, needless to say, the conversation changes drastically. So it's really worth it to self-reflect on that idea. So consider the ways in which you might be more reactive in your relationship, everybody, how it's affecting things, and what you can start to do to show up more for yourself and your spouse. Most of us can find at least one thing. That is going to wrap us up, though, everyone. I appreciate you being here today and enjoying both parts one and two of Christina's post with me. As we do each Sunday, a bonus episode is available for you right now as well, so go ahead and check that out too. And I'll see you over there, where your optimal life awaits.